Thank you, Pastor Issam, for joining me in this conversation today. My name is Werner Mischke. I am with Mission One, and we're talking today with Pastor Issam, who is serving with his organization in Lebanon called AFA, which stands for Arab for All. So welcome, Pastor Issam.
Thank you, Werner. How are you?
I'm very well. Very well. How
are you?
Can you just share a little bit about the ministry that you are having there in Lebanon and Syria among the people from Syria?
Yeah, as you know, Werner, we are talking a lot about the crisis in Syria right now. Many thousand people come to Lebanon, actually, in very hard situation. And we are, God gave us the opportunity to be behind them, serving them, helping the families. They are in really very hard situation. I don't think they have enough food, enough, their needs is not really enough to have a good life. They are in very miserable situation. So as AFA team, we are going to meet with them where they are in different areas in Lebanon, trying to provide food and some medicine, some clothes to people, to women, to children. They're focusing also with finding milk for the children. And in the same time, God is also opening the door front of us to show God's love to these people in Lebanon. Mm-hmm. So praise the Lord for the great opportunity we have to serve these nice people.
Yes, yes. Now, Issam, are you going into refugee camps to serve them? Or what is the situation like?
Actually, we have a different situation. Some of them live in the camps. Some of them live in different areas, just renting houses. The hard situation is, even in the camps, or if they are renting houses, it's a terrible situation. A very small houses, most of them live in tents, because, you know, Lebanon is a small country, and I don't think they are really very welcome here, except from some people who are really nice people to them. So we are entering their small houses or small tents and to see the situation. Some of them, they don't have toilet to go, so they have to go outside. You can imagine how much is difficult for children and for women to go outside when there's no toilet.
Yes, and it's winter time there now, right?
It's winter time, and some of them live in areas where is a lot of snow. So we are trying to buy a lot of stoves, buying wood to make the children more warm, buying a lot of food, also blankets, mattresses. You know, brother, many thousand people, many. So we can't cover all of these, but we're choosing like around some, like 2,000 to 3,000 people trying to find help, find what they need.
Yes, wonderful. Now, what about the religious background of the people? Can you share about that?
Yes, most of them, Werner, from Muslim background, came from different areas in Syria. And the Christian people, just a few Christian people go out of the country. The Christian make decision to stay in the country, in Syria, I mean. But the Christian who left Syria, most of them are wealthy people. They don't want to be refugees. They just have good houses, but some of them, from some of the Christian background, who are not in good situation, they rent like Some houses, it's fine, not perfect, but the terrible situation with Muslim people background, especially many thousand are very poor. So they live in really a miserable situation in different areas.
Yes. Now, are you also sharing the Word of God with them in certain ways or special ways?
You know, brother, we have a couple from Muslim background who are really real Muslim, praying a lot, but they are helping us when we give the gifts for or the help for the refugees. This nice couple always says, "This is gift from the church," you know, and that's opened the door in front of us. To share why we are doing that. So we're sharing about God's love, why Jesus is sending us to them. And more, some of them, we have opportunity to give them Word of God or sit with them sharing, or some of them praying with them also. We prayed for many people who, has, who are sick or have a lot of problems. So yes, God giving us a great honor to share His glory, His word with them.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Issam. If there would be...
The other thing, Werner, is
yes,
also we are going inside Syria every month also. Many people left the cities where a lot of problems. They come to the mountains, we're a little bit better than the cities, so we're giving also to we're going inside Syria to reach also some 100 families there, to provide also a lot of help like food, blankets, stoves, help with buying like medicine for some, and milk for children. So we're doing the same thing inside Syria. Taking a little bit or a lot of risk to travel between Lebanon and Syria, the highway between the countries is really very dangerous. So it's great to pray for us while we are passing the border, and pray for our team, AFA team, who are helping and doing great ministry among Syrian in Lebanon and the refugees Syrian inside Syria.
Well, before I say goodbye, I just want to pray with you, brother, and let's ask the Lord for His grace and provision and blessing. Father, thank You for Your grace and provision and protection for Pastor Issam and his AFA team. We pray, Lord, that You would meet their needs so that they can be a great blessing to these many, many hundreds and thousands of people from Syria. And we pray, Lord, for the people of God here in the United States to be generous, and that they would help meet these needs and also to find a way to bless the people through the Word of God and the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank You, Father God, for this good partnership we have with Pastor Issam and the AFA team. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Brother, thank you so much for sharing with us, and thank you for the ministry that you and your team are doing there in a very difficult situation. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, Warner. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Issam.
Thank you.